Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, you know, I tell you what, ABC, they just know, they know how to make you feel loved. They really do. There's a brand new 8-episode limited series called Bad Romance that is on. And, you know, just in time for Valentine's Day, and here to talk about it, Ryan Smith, sports anchor, of course, for ESPN's Sports Center and Outside the Lines. And he's also the guy doing this deal. Ryan, how you doing?
Randy, I'm doing great. How you doing?
How can you do this? How can you do this? And it airs right after the most romantic, The Bachelor. It comes on right after The Bachelor. I mean, talk about a slap in the face, right?
Well, I'll tell you why it works. It works because after you see love blossom, you can see how love falls apart. See, it all makes sense. But I'll tell you, you know, it's so funny, Randy, because at first people were asking me, why are you after The Bachelor? But I tell people, the same emotions you see on The Bachelor when people are going, doing things they should never be doing because they're falling in love and they don't know how to deal with those feelings, it's very similar to what people feel when they're falling out of love and they take these extreme measures. And those are the stories we tell. Romance is all about romance that goes wrong and how it can go wrong to the extreme, leading to crimes.
Yeah, you got some really interesting stuff here, too. I mean, a twisted love triangle between a husband, wife, and lover. The murder of an NFL star's pregnant girlfriend. Man, that's some heavy stuff, right?
Yeah, and the one we have this week, I think people are really going to want to watch. It's called Shot in the Dark. It's on Monday night, 10 Eastern, 9 Central on ABC. And if not, you can stream it on Hulu afterwards. But this one is all about something that we all know about, a lot of us know about, teen romance. We got a high school football player and a cheerleader. They fall in love. Relationship's going great. Then it hits a rough patch. They split up, and the young man involved, he doesn't know how to handle his feelings. Now, in the span of a weekend, let me tell you this. In the span of a weekend, there's an alleged kidnapping. There's a hooded figure banging on a door. And then 48 hours later, a woman is shot dead in her bedroom from outside her house, something that I had never heard of until I started digging into this case. So within about a week, police solve this case, but the steps they take, including a sting, are going to leave everybody riveted. I mean, this is one of these cases that you don't often see, but it's about a subject that a lot of us can relate to, teen love that goes wrong.
Yeah, and Ryan, this is all handled through the lens of 2020, so it's going to be some great reporting. And also, is this going to be one of these things where you don't tie up all the ends at the end of the show? You just kind of leave people wondering and talking about it?
One, people are going to find out what happened. But I think what's going to be interesting is they're going to be led in many ways to figure out really why. Like, what led the people to do the things they did in this case? And I think what people are really going to be interested in this case, we have what's called a sting operation to try to find a critical piece of evidence. Who's involved in that and how that went down is another aspect of this case. I wish I could give it away to people, but I want them to watch.
Oh, man.
It's another aspect of this case that I think people are really going to find interesting.
Yeah, we're talking to Ryan Smith here on the National Defense, and of course from ESPN. It's called Bad Romance. Do you have the story of maybe a super pop and rock star that's involved with an NFL player?
He has to get from Japan to the Super Bowl in Vegas.
That's right.
And if he does, the whole world's going to fall apart.
That's right.
Yeah, great story.
Well, you know, we're based here in Kansas City, and I mean, that's the only thing that I can even think about. It's like the Chiefs.
It's the craziest thing, you know. So I have to say this: like, the year began with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and I admit, like, you know, so every Monday I host SportsCenter at 7 a.m. And we're always, every Chiefs highlight, because the Chiefs are always in our show.
Right.
She's in the highlight. And I would think, oh, man, we're doing Taylor Swift again. This has grown on me. She has grown on me. And I have to say, can I just say this? I'm not a Swiftie. I am loving the Taylor Swift involvement in the NFL. I know people are going to be on your listening right now, and they're going to say, what are you talking about? Dude, the NFL for many years, it's so buttoned up.
Right.
It's so buttoned up sometimes. And this has added an element of looseness, of fun. Now all these Swifties are tweeting me and Instagramming me saying, like, did you catch what Taylor Swift was wearing? These are questions I have never faced in sports. Well, so it's just, you know, in that way, I love it.
You know who else is loving it? Is the NFL. I mean, what a gift to the NFL, like they needed any help. But, I mean, all of a sudden you've got all these new eyeballs that are tuning into games, have no idea what's going on, but they just see, you know, there's Tater in her box. And of course, the Kelce brothers with the podcast that has just absolutely blown up. It's just been a magical season in Kansas City that started out to be pretty bad.
Awful. Yeah, yeah. The thing I kept thinking was, I can't believe that the Chiefs are going to go nowhere. And were you like me? I kept thinking over and over again, is Taylor Swift distracting Travis Kelce from the game of football? Like, has he lost a step? Like, is this going to be it for him because of this relationship? I mean, that was part of the drama I went through this year. But I have to say, for a team that was like 5 minutes away from calling me in for wide receiver tryouts to where they are now, it's remarkable. And this team, it's amazing.
It's funny, though, right? Everybody went through the same thing here in Kansas City. At first, the Taylor Swift thing was like, oh, man, that's so cool. And then nobody could catch a ball. And then you're going, wait a minute. Wait a second. Is it her fault? And so now we're back on board. Now we're ready to go on the Taylor train.
Absolutely on board. And you know what kills me? I was telling you this before. I'm an Eagles fan, born and bred Eagles fan. You guys beat us last year. I was infuriated. But the thing I am most angry about right now is that for some strange reason, total antithesis of being an Eagles fan, I am cheering for the Chiefs every weekend, and I don't know why. It's driving me insane.
Listen,
I can't show my face in Philly right now during Sunday.
If they can win Taylor Swift's dad over, you know, it's no surprise they get they get you over there. But it's so funny. These guys, you know, the Kelce brothers, and when Jason came to the game and took his shirt off, it's like, that's just pure joy, you know?
I know. I know. I love it. And you know what I also like? People outside of Kansas City spend a lot of time criticizing Travis Kelce. Oh, he's everywhere. He's all over the place. Right. He's trying to be a star. I like the guy. I like the guy. I like what he's about. He makes me laugh in the commercials. He has fun with himself. And I don't know if you saw the documentary about Jason Kelce.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just phenomenal. So it's like, I like the whole thing right now. And at first, I was like, well, you know, I'm a purist of the game. I love talking football. But at the same time, it's like, we all need a little bit of levity. You know what I mean? And if Taylor Swift could bring that, if Travis Kelce can have some fun, why not?
Well, and the other thing, you know, that people don't know outside of Kansas City is that every player on the Chiefs team, and especially guys like Patrick Mahomes and 15 of the Mahomies and Travis Kelce's foundation. Travis Kelce just fed 25,000 kids a couple of weekends ago. I mean, those are the types of things that go on kind of outside everybody's view. And that just is another thing. You know, Mahomes is invested. He's part owner of the Kansas City Royals. He owns Whataburger restaurants throughout Kansas City. I mean, these guys are invested in the community.
That's great. And, you know, you just know they're going to be there for a long time. I think that's great. First of all, I didn't even know he owned Whataburger. My kids love Whataburger.
Oh, well.
Like their favorites, but their twin 10-year-olds. All they ever talk about is, when are we going to Whataburger? We don't have any here. Well, Patrick, open them up over here in Connecticut.
We had none here. And when Patrick Mahomes got here, all he talked about was, man, I love Kansas City, but I'd love to have a Whataburger here. So all of a sudden, we got 25 of them. You know, it's crazy.
No, but these guys, I you know what? It's funny. It's you can love them or hate them. And there's been many times where I have not liked the Chiefs, including last year's Super Bowl. But the thing about these guys is, and it's why I would pick them to win at this time, not only because his 49ers have been struggling in the playoffs, but the thing about this team is, at the biggest moments, it doesn't matter if 5 weeks ago no one could catch a ball.
Right.
At the biggest moments, Reed, Mahomes, Kelce, a couple guys on defense, they can get it done. And it doesn't even matter who else is there. They just find a way. It's like the Brady and Belichick days.
Yeah.
Brady never had, you know, everybody talks about the couple years when he had Randy Moss. But remember, most of those years, he didn't have a lot of guys that you knew. But they just find a way to get it done. Better scheming, better quarterback play, just better everything in terms of winning. And that's kind of what the Chiefs have going.
Absolutely. We're talking to Ryan Smith here in the National Defense from ESPN Sports Center and the new show from 2020, Bad Romance. It's on every Monday night on ABC. And Ryan, as you mentioned, Belichick, What do you think of that guy? Is that, is he going to go away ever?
I mean, no. That's funny, ever. I don't think he is. I think he's going to be. So somebody, there's a story going around that there might be interest in broadcasting. I can't imagine Bill Belichick
having
one word answers doing broadcasting.
Right.
But that is something I definitely want to see. But but I think he'll be back to coaching. Because you know what? I think it's in his blood.
Yeah.
I think it's who he is. I actually think he's still a very talented coach. I think that a lot of people, probably me included, would say that the talent evaluation thing was struggling in Kansas City. But I think if you said to somebody, I think he's at the point in his career where he can still get a head coaching job. But I'd actually like to see him go somewhere and coach defense. I mean, what else does he have to prove?
Right.
He could get the head coaching thing out of his mind, this guy could win many more Super Bowls coaching defense. So I'd love to see him stay in football, and I don't think he's nearly done.
Yeah, we'll see. Stay tuned, right?
Yeah, exactly. If Spags ever moves on, you guys might be calling.
Listen,
right?
Hey, don't even say that. Did not come out of your mouth just now. Ryan, thank you so much, man. It was great talking to you, and congratulations on Bad Romance. I can't wait to see that.
Thanks so much, Randy. Take care. Have a good one.
You too. We'll be right back here on the National Defense.